uncountable reality is gone completely. Never the same at all.
Within the fourth link, Nama Rupa, in the formula of the Pratik Samudpada, however, it applies only to Kamma resultant Vipaka, feelings and perceptions, and a few Kamma resultant mental functions, inseparable from any consciousness.
It's the Paticca Samuppada Dhammana.
Ma'am, what is a dependent originations, ma'am? What?
Can anything arise by itself? No conditions?
No, ma'am.
This is the meaning of Paticca, interdependent. Like now, is this Paticca Samuppada, this moment? Whatever Buddha thought must be understood now.
Yes,
right,
ma'am,
now.
It's Paticca Samuppada.
So, what is the beginning of Paticca Samuppada?
Ma'am, the conditions arising and falling, the conditions are there?
Ignorance. Without ignorance, that will not be life anymore.
Yes, ma'am.
So, is the ignorance now? Must be now.
Yes,
everything must be now.
Yes.
Because if we don't understand reality right now, we don't understand Paticca Samuppada at all. For example, is there ignorance now?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. So it conditions what?
It, ma'am, ignorance conditions what?
Yes.
Ma'am, not understanding?
By way of Paticca Samuppada.
Ma'am, acha, in the terms of Buddhist, eh?
Even it's not called Paticca Samuppada, one can understand the way Dhamma is from moment to moment. And Paticca Samuppada just talk about all kinds of realities by way that what conditions what, what conditions what. Without this condition, that cannot arise.
Mm-hmm.
So, avijja is the beginning.
Ignorance, ignorance.
Yeah. Would you like to know when does it arise, avijja? The beginning.
At every moment, ma'am.
Unfounded.
One cannot find the beginning of when,
yeah,
when the avijja, ignorance arise.
Achan is saying that we cannot find the beginning.
Okay.
In other words, without avijja, there will not be sankhara. What is sankhara here by way of Paticca Samuppada?
She's talking about the mental formations.
Chan is talking about mental formations.
What are they?
What are mental formations?
Mental formations are the realities every moment.
What reality?
Ma'am, as arising.
What reality?
Ma'am, reality just now, like five?
Yes. What reality is avijja?
She's, ma'am, we're talking about the reality of the ignorance.
Chetasika. Chetasika. It has to be boiled down to citta or cetasika or rupa.
So, avijja, ignorance, what is it? Is it rupa, is it citta, or is it cetasika?
Ma'am, it is rupa.
No.
No.
Rupa cannot experience. But when it's avijja, it's the moment of not understand the truth of that reality. For
ma'am,
example,
at that particular moment, the ma'am, citta is there?
Avijja is cetasika, one of the 14 akusala cetasikas, moha.
Okay, okay. Yes,
yeah.
Morning,
another
yes.
word for it is moha. Mm-hmm. So we have to understand the words, different words for just one reality.
Avijja and moha both mean ignorance.
So now there is kusala or akusala because of avijja. That's why avijja conditions sankhara. Sankhara is akusala citta and kusala citta. Right?
Mm-hmm. And we are talking ignorance can be a wholesome
condition.
And
a sankhara.
Yes, yes.
Kusala kamma and akusala kamma.
Yes, ma'am.
So, moha mula citta is kusala or akusala?
Akusala.
Akusala. It conditions thinking right now to be akusala or kusala.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. So this is just the cycle of birth and death. So without this, there cannot be this. Without this, there cannot be this. That is enlightenment out of Paticca Samuppada. So okay. The first one is avicca, right? Condition what?
Sankhara.
Sankhara. And what is sankhara? Kusala kamma and akusala kamma. What about the arupa jana kusala citta? Sankhara. So any kusala or akusala is conditioned by avicca. And whenever there is kamma, it conditions what?
Vipaka.
Vipaka. And what vipaka is there, which is conditioned by kamma?
You mean...
this life.
In this life?
Patisandhicitta.
Oh,
so we know that whenever there is patisandhicitta, the first moment, which is vipaka of one kamma in the past. So we know how come this moment of patisandhicitta of this life by previous kamma. And previous kamma conditioned by avicca, ignorance. Any life is like this. So the past conditioned the present. So the past sankhara conditioned the present life. Avicca in the past conditioned kamma in the past, and kamma in the past conditioned patisandhicitta in this life. And the kamma in this life will condition patisanti citta next life. So it is past and present and future. Patijasamuppada. It means nothing can arise alone without condition.
Ma'am, this patisanti citta is only two times.
One time.
Ma'am, it's at the time of the birth, and it's birth consciousness and dying consciousness.
It means birth consciousness.
With cetasikas.
With cetasika.
Because there cannot be citta without cetasika. So both citta and cetasika are conditioned by the past karma. And the past karma comes from avicca. Without avicca, there is no karma,
no
sankhara.
No.
And without sankhara, there is no birth in this life. And sankhara in this life conditions the next birth in next life. Next moment of birth, but not in this life, next life. And the karma, next life, condition the other, so on and on. So it begins with avicca, condition sankhara, and sankhara condition what?
Patisanti.
And patisanti condition what?
Condition sankhara.
Birth. No.
So, where's the series of patijasamuppada? Avicca condition sankhara, and sankhara condition
patisanti, and then sankhara in this life conditions patisanti in next life.
Let's talk about past of this life. Past conditions condition this life. Avicca patya sankhara kunsukindra and sankhara condition what?
Avicca patya sankhara patya namarupa.
See?
Oh, namarupa.
Namarupa. So at moment of birth consciousness, there must be nama, cetasika and rupa together. And this is at anya, manya, patya. That condition depends on this, and this depends on that. Both condition each other.
It's called
by way of anya, manya, bhajya. Anya, manya.
Anya, manya.
Yes. For the four primary rupas, condition the derived rupa, but the derived rupa cannot condition mahabhuta rupa, primary rupa. So it's not by way of anya, manya. Anyamanya has to, this depend on this, and this also depend on that, by way of anyamanya.
Back and forth.
So it's only moment which citta condition rupa by way of anyamanya patya, not by way of kamma, not by way of rupa, which condition citta. Because the kamma produce both citta and together with cetasika, and also kammacharupa by the same kamma. So kamma condition your birth moment. which is the citta and chittasikas and rupa, all conditioned by the same karma. But the rupa, which arises together with citta, is not conditioned by citta, it's conditioned by karma. This is the difference. After that moment, citta can condition rupa. But at the first moment of patisanti-citta, that rupa is not conditioned by citta, because they all the three conditioned by karma, same karma.
And about rupa conditioning
by citta.
Nama?
Pardon?
Rupa can condition nama?
Because without the hatiya vatu, the citta cannot arise.
Right.
So they have to arise together, condition each other. Only at moment of birth that citta and the rupa is conditioned for citta and citta conditioned by rupa. That is gone. But it would be exactly for next life, like this life. One karma condition the birth consciousness, citta and chittasika, and that karma also conditioned rupa to begin to arise and fall away in succession. The first moment, the rupa does not show up as animal, or man, or woman, or whatever. It's a very tiny rupa. But it's without the rupa, which is the heart base, the citta cannot arise.
Oh.
But the citta, which arises with the heart base as its condition, falls away, while the heart base doesn't fall away yet.
Because the rupa you stays for 17 moments?
Right.
Right.
And the pavanga arises, not the patisanti citta, after that moment.
Right.
So paticca is not as... no one can say that it's easy. Even Ananda thought that it's easy. But Buddha said that no, it's not as easy, because it has to be directly experienced. And no one can directly experience patisanti-citta. It's gone completely. This is like the story of realities. But if you don't talk in terms of this, who can understand the different moments between patisanti-citta, which is conditioned by karma, and after that, pavanga keep on arising and falling away. And then there can be moment of experiencing this world through mind. The first process must be mind process. We don't know at all. It's gone. But it has to be like this.
The first process has to be mind process.
Right.
Because there's only hataya vatu, right?
Because condition that the collection or the memory of everything is there to condition the first moment of thinking about that which is not known.
Which is not known, Ajahn? What?
Who knows? Can you? Can you the first procession? In this life?
Cannot be known, right?
Cannot be known. Can you know the second procession? The truth is the truth.
But the first...
Even when was born already as baby, see, do you remember? What's the first procession of experiences this world when you're...
No memory.
A baby, newly born baby.
No memory.
But Buddha said that the first process must be that which is accumulated to condition such thinking or thought. Because no other doorway hasn't experienced anything yet.
Yeah.
No seeing, no hearing, no smelling, no tasting yet, no touching yet. So the first process must be through mind, unknown. What is the object of that?
The object is unknown.
even the experiencing is not known.
So it's a bit like Bhavanga.
Because three moments cannot be known because its object is not the object of this world. It's not the moment of seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching at all. But the accumulation of previous life, 100,000, uncountable, conditioned with sanya, marks and experience it. So it's not, it's seeing, hearing. Instantly after process, after birth moment. But there must be first procession for sure. But so what is that? It cannot be seeing. It cannot be hearing, smelling, tasting, or touching yet. So, but it just Hatayavattu is just the birthplace of citta. It's not the dvara. So there are two words. Vattu is the birthplace for any citta, and dvara is the doorway to experience object. Both or all are rupa. No matter it's the birthplace of thinking or what. But for seeing, the birthplace or the base of seeing is the only that. So citta and seven jatisikas arise there, falling away there. The next one arises at Hatayavattu, far apart. But the experience is different, see?
The
vara of... No, Hatayavattu cannot be the vara. So there are two different words, the vara and vattu. Six dvara and six vattu, but the reality are different.
Six dvara and six vattu.
Because the eye base is the same rupa. At moment when it's dvara for any reality which experiences the same object. Panchadvara vachana arises as at the Hatayavattu, but the eyes base is the base for its experiencing. That's why the citta before seeing and the citta after seeing cannot see, but it can have the same doorway as seeing. It experiences the same object through that base. But the only one citta which sees is only seeing consciousness. The other citta which experiences the same object of seeing, but it does not see, it's not the seeing consciousness, arises at the vattu, the heart base. Only 10 vipaka citta, which two sees, two hear, based on its doorway. So see, the eye base is also the dvara and the vattu for particular moments, like only for those which experience the same object. So that visible object impinges on the eye, it's there for how many moments until it's gone. So the other citta, which experiences the same object as seeing but does not see, just depend on the eye base, but it arises at the heart base.
It arises at the heart base?
Yes. The citta before seeing experiences the same object as seeing. The citta which follows experiences the same object but arises at the heart base. So only two cittas arises at the eye base. The seeing consciousness, kusala vipaka, one, and the seeing consciousness, which is the result of akusala, cakkhuvijñāna, vipaka. Akusala vipaka, cakkhuvijñāna, arises at the heart base, eye base. only the seeing which experience. So the seeing moment must be the citta which clearly experience the object. That other citta experience the same but object, but not as clear as seeing, because they perform their own functions, which is not seeing. The citta before seeing does not see, it has its own function. Pancha Tavara Vachana. What do you call this in English?
Doorway.
Panchadvara Vachana. Vachana.
Vachana means to advert to. Sort of
adverted
like,
to.
Kind of flip. Five door adverted consciousness.
Yeah, that's it. Mm. One at a time.
Akhil asks if this is Ayatana.
Many other words, but we study one at a time to understand clearly what we are talking about by way of paticca-smuppada or by way of from moment to moment what cannot experience what, like birth consciousness cannot see, it cannot hear, it does not experience any object of this world at all. And so there are two different words, viticitta and viti muttacitta, without.
Process with
chitta,
process without chitta.
Only few.
When it will end, I am
learning
when it will end.
It's never going, but this moment is ending very soon. These chittas are not ending.
No self, no one. Yeah. To learn more, to understand more, only the words like all dharmas are anatta.
This is good. This yeah. Was very good.
Beginning, from the beginning to the end.
Tan Chan Krap, when we mentioned about the anya manya condition, is that Sundara said after Sankara is Lupa and Nama, is that those of that are anjamanya condition to each other?
We have to talk just one reality at a time. For example, the Rupa which arises with Patisanticitta,
yes,
at that moment, the citta does not produce or condition Rupa to arise.
No.
The karma which condition citta, cetasika, which are vipaka, and the rupa which is conditioned by that particular karma, karma charupa, are conditioned by karma.
For anjamanja patenya, it means
citta condition cetasika and cetasika condition
citta. Oh, okay, that's
and
that.
Rupa.
Otherwise, they're gonna be. Arise at all.
Just one word at one point.
That is also very enough, right?
So many other points of one reality.
When then, at the time of birth, if citta is not experiencing anything
of this world, this world,
then the
does chitta, not appear.
The citta might be experiencing the previous birth accumulations.
No, the object of citta, because whatever citta, whenever citta arises, it has to experience an object, because it's that reality which arises to experience. So what is the object which the birth consciousness experience? Not this world.
Previous one.
The aramana of patisanticitta is that which is experienced before death of last life.
Achha, before death of
there must be kusla or akusla.
Yes, ma'am. There will be something.
Conditioned by that karma, which can produce patisanticitta.
Okay, so this is going to experience the previous one, death, before that death, the citta was there.
Before this, citta experience an object, which is not the object of death consciousness.
That last one will be here, first one.
The last moments before death experience whatever object.
Yes, ma'am.
The Patisamuti Citta takes that for its object.
Good.
So no one knows before death what's the object it can be.
Yes, nobody can tell.
Yeah. And this is because Citta does not experience the world, the object of this world. It is Vithi Mutta Citta. It's not Vithi Citta. Vithi Citta means it arises to experience the object, eyes, ears, nose, tongue, because the rupa, which is the eye base, is conditioned by the kamma, which produces the birth consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
See, different object, different eye base, different moments.
What a wonderful thing, man. So beautiful. What the things Lord Buddha told us, it's really.
And this is only a few words from him. He taught for 45 years about everything, more than anyone can know. So he didn't teach that people cannot understand, just as much as they could understand. But he experienced directly, enlightened, much more than that. So the moment of birth is unknown as the moment of bhavanga, life continuum, conditioned by the same karma which produced birth consciousness. No one there, no idea, lost completely.
Except Buddha, ma'am.
Pardon?
Except Buddha.
We cannot expect his understandings. This is what he taught. So it means that he knew much more than this. And so the object of Patisanticitta, the object of Pavanga, and the object of this, exactly that is same. Because it passed from moments before death to the birth moment, Pavanga moment, and death moment. And before death of this life, there must be moment of experiencing object, conditioned by karma.
Yes, ma'am.
So, after death, Patisanticitta, the new karma, conditioned the birth consciousness, experienced the same object before death of this life. So, who knows? Even the aramana of Patisanti and Puvanga and death cannot be known. Only the moments before death which experiences object, and we cannot know at all because this is new life, but succeeds from last life. Experience the object before death of last life. So no one knows what's that. Otherwise, one would know last life.
Yes, ma'am.
This life is the last life, the next life.
Everybody will know then. Now one more thing I got to know, just I was understanding. Many things are fake also. It's fake. It's a pure logic is there. What ma'am is giving is a pure logic.
Yes.
Now, in front of this, none of the myth, none any traditions, nothing can stand. It's pure concept. Pure realities. I was having many of a doubt in my mind, ma'am. Now it's clear. Nothing is there.
Because it has to be that.
Nothing is there. Yeah. It's very clear.
Yeah. So avichā conditioned samsara, sankhara, and sankhara conditioned vijñāna. Vijñāna here means patisanticitta and the vipāka citta of this life. But it can apply to other moments too. In particular, it's the Patisanticitta, which condition ayatana, nama, rupa. Sankhara condition what? Vijnana. And vijnana condition nama and rupa. So nama and rupa is ayatana, when it's there at moment of experiencing an object. which in Pali is called vitichitta, vitichitta. So the citta which is not vitichitta must be patisanthichitta, no process of experiencing any object of this world, and bhavanga, and then jutti. So it's the stream of bhavanga, interrupted by moment of seeing, and then bhavanga again, interrupted by hearing, and so on. That which experiences the object of this world arises in procession. So it is witty, needs the doorway to experience it. So the chakku, vattu, is the birthplace of chakku vijnana, and it needs the birth, the rupa, which is the eye base, as the vara, the doorway, to experience the object, which impinge on it, and then fall away. Nothing permanent. That's why no one at all. Just the flux of the arising and falling away of very rapidly session, procession and pavanga all the time. Is there pavanga now?
Yes, ma'am.
How many? Unknown. See? Only moment seeing in the process.
Ma'am, when it is rising and when it is falling.
Fallen means gone completely, fallen,
completely
never to return.
Ma'am, when it is rising, it's on the hold also. It's complete falling. It should be in the hold.
So for citta and citta-sika,
yes,
it is upajjaya, titi and pankha. Okay. Three moments.
Rising,
staying,
and
then, yeah. But not like rupa. And for rupa, longer. Upajaya, santati, charata, anicchata. So between the upajaya and charata, those moments are santati. Continue. For how many moments? The birth moment, the death moment, and in between of rupa. Upajaya, santati, charata, anicchata. For upajaya and charata and anicchata, between that is santati and charata. But it doesn't matter at all because it cannot be direct experience. What can be experienced only? Nimitta of all realities. That's why when Buddha classified dhammas as the namarupa and the five khandhas by way of clinging, like rupa, we cling so very much to rupa. That is good. And this is wonderful. See, clinging to everything. And because of vedana, if the vedana is unpleasant, we don't like it. So we seek for pleasant feeling all day. And it depends on many composition to be different ones. For example, clinging to that which is seen as not self is different from clinging to the self, to the idea of self. You don't have the idea to give beautiful thing to this, but to this. See? Mm. And when it's unwholesome reality, attachment and feeling is there. It's different from dosa and feeling is there when the object is unpleasant by different degrees. And when it accompanies right understanding of various level, the vedana, which is conditioned by the component of such cetasikas, are much different from everyday feeling. So when we talk about different kind of citta, also different kinds of feeling and other cetasika accompany it, depending on the object and the cetasika at what level it is. So the sensuous pleasant feeling is much different from the feeling which accompanies panya. See, even from hearing is different kind of feeling. The enjoyment is different. There is light, while usually there is dark. We live in the dark world of ignorance. And the words of the Buddha is the light, which begin to understand what's there in darkness. Darkness of avijja, darker than moment of when it's dark. When it's dark, it's dark. But dark with avijja of darkness.
Ma'am, has anyone has experienced like the realities are in so successions?
It's nimitta.
Nimitta. The gap between them?
You use the word gap, but there must something there.
Yes, ma'am, please tell me. Please tell me.
Bhavanga. It's just like the gap, but no gap, because citta succeeds one another. Once one citta has fallen away, there must be for sure the next moment. After death, no moment for the arata to arise. No more. The end of samsara. No condition for the arising of life.
Ma'am, arata, arahat, experience the, doesn't experience kushla or akushla?
Arahata? Why not? No one, only reality is. See, rupa is rupa. Different nama appears as no self. Now there is vedana, but it's me who feels.
Yes,
but
ma'am.
Before becoming arahata, what about sotapanna? No doubt anymore about realities. But there must be lopa, dosa, and moha still. Only the misunderstanding, the idea of self, is completely
eradicated.
Never again to arise anymore. The end of wrong understanding. Today there are people who claim themselves as arahata.
Yes, ma'am, I've seen.
No, nothing at all.
I've
not
met them
understanding also. Anything.
Ma'am, I don't know how to pronounce in the English, but I will try here. Ma'am, Lord Buddha has also seen in the Hindi, Chit ka vimukt.
So what is the word?
Chit, consciousness.
Yes.
Vimukt, matlab, liberated from the consciousness also.
Liberated?
It's not a good word, liberated. Vimukt. Like I am attached to this, now I'm not attached.
Because there is no more ignorance and attachment, which is the condition for dukkha, the second truth.
Yes, please repeat, ma'am. There's
first truth is suffering, the arising and falling away of all realities.
Yes, ma'am.
It's an absolute dukkha. Not can be more than this. Because everything arises and has to fall away. No one can stop. It's fallen away.
Arises and falling.
Falls away.
Falling of.
Who can make it different?
No one, ma'am?
No one. This is the absolute dukkha. For the dukkha, it can be killed.
Yes.
But this kind of dukkha cannot be changed or killed. It has to be this. Nothing. Or is nothing. Because what you like.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Has gone. Yes, completely. Yes. But you think that you still like that. But that is not the same one which has fallen away. It's the next and the new one. You don't know. You think that it's the same. Like same people. Not at all. Where's you yesterday?
No, ma'am. There should not be lobha for dhamma also. There should not be too much lobha for dhamma also. There should be, ma'am. For me, it's...
What appears now? The new one. New reality all the time. New seeing, new object. No one knows. Keeps on clinging to the idea of self, me, all the time. And what about death? No more that person. Can you find that? The one who died? Where's that person? No more in samsara.
No more.
Even Buddha, while he was bodhisattva, say, never to be returned, every chati, every life gone completely. This is far away.
Ma'am, according to you, ma'am, what is the actual meaning of meditation?
What in Pali?
What is it in Pali?
Meditation in Pali. What word?
Bhavana
doesn't mean meditation at all. If you don't know, you use the word that you think that is that.
Ma'am, dhyan.
But actually it's the development.
Ma'am, we were talking about the meditation and you asked me that what is the Pali word for it. What I said, it was dhyan. 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 D-H-A-Y-N.
Or dhyana.
Yeah,
it's the same
way
as jhana.
But jhana means bird.
Yes, but my understanding of jhana, yes, that is one meaning. But also when we talk about rupa jhana and arupa jhana, that can refer to that state of development of that type of...
Sir, jhana means altered state of consciousness which are produced from periods of strong concentration. Meditation is not concentration. Meditation, in the meditation, one of the part is a concentration.
There are two kinds of meditation.
Yes, ma'am.
Samatha bhavana and vipassana bhavana only. The development of calm and the development of understanding.
The development of, ma'am?
Calmness. That is samatha bhavana. And the other one is vipassana bhavana. Before the enlightenment of Buddha, no one knows the way to penetrate or understand the truth right now as it is. But from hearing, listening to the words of the Buddha, there is the beginning of understanding what is what right now. So it has to be understanding of this moment, not just thinking that we better go somewhere and experience something different from daily life. And samatha bhavana, for those who do not understand the path leading to enlightenment, so as much as they can do is understand what is the object that can bring about calmness, not experiencing the sensuous object. So when they attain the degree of calmness, there's no seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching or thinking of other thing else. Only one object, the object which brings about calmness, away from seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching. So at moment of the first jhana, no seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, because it will bring pleasant object, sensuous object. And that is as much as they can attain. So there are 5 degrees, levels of jhana, first, second, third, and fourth. And if jhana moment arise before death, it can condition the birth in Rupa Brahma plane, higher than heaven. And that is bhavana, samatha, calmness, bhavana. No understanding of reality as of self, any time at all. No time, never. understand seeing is not self. So what is the word jhana in your meaning?
It's a
wholesome or unwholesome?
It's a wholesome.
Unwholesome when there is no understanding of the right object.
Then it's unwholesome.
Because no understanding of what is the right object, which is not visible object, sound and so forth, because that will bring about akusala, attachment or aversion.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. So Panya knows what is the right object for developing calmness. So ignorance is not calm. So when there is no understanding of the right object, it must be akusala. For example, breath.
Example is a breath.
When someone is concentrating on breath, what is the result? What is the result of doing so? Concentrate on breath. Can it be kusala? Can it be kusala? No understanding why on breath. Is there any understanding?
It cannot be kusala, Chan, because there is lobha and no understanding.
Mm-hmm. So that is not jhana. People just read and think about the word and follow it without understanding.
It is not jhana.
That's why there should be questioned from the very beginning. What is it? It's there now. There is breath now. So how to become? And concentration is ekakata cittasika, arising with each moment of citta, even right now.
So, ma'am, every moment, it can be also conceived that you are doing vipassana.
What is vipassana?
Understanding.
What? Understanding what? Understand what?
The realities, ma'am. The realities.
What reality?
Reality of mostly, ma'am, the knowing of the all the things, ma'am.
Reality right now. It has to be right now because the one has gone, the past one, and the future hasn't come yet. The future one hasn't come yet. So only that which appears now can be object of understanding from hearing the words of the Buddha.
Mm-hmm.
And have right understanding at level of pariyatti. We can listen, no understanding. That is not pariyatti. It has to be firm understanding of anatta-ness, of the characteristic of that reality which cannot be taken for self, arises and falls away, so was the self, and never to return. Each one has conditions for its arising. Seeing does not have ebbs as its arising. It has to have its own proper condition for it to arise, to be just that. And seeing arises just to see, that's all, and then falls away. Never to return each moment. If there is no understanding of seeing right now, just say, seeing's not self. It doesn't mean anything at all. Why is not self? No answer. What's condition for its arising? Yeah.
It's not self because it depends on conditions for arising.
And it does not last. As soon as it sees, it falls away. Nothing to do with hearing, thinking at all. Like heat arises to be hot and then no more, falls away. It seems like it's there all the time. But whatever does not appear, can it be that characteristic? At that moment, the other reality arises and is the object. But that which is not the object of citta, can we say that it's there? It's gone, arising and falling away by conditions.
And same pain also?
Anything. Anything. Is there pain now? Is there? No. So think about pain. Mm-hmm. There is seeing, and you think about pain. Different moments. There is seeing, then what? Ignorance and clinging. No realization, it's gone, and the other reality represents instantly. Succeeded all the time by the new one.
Ma'am, yesterday night I was discussing these things. We were having the conversation in India with one of my friends. And he was asking that what you are learning there. I told him some of the glimpses which was there in the Bangkok with you. It was totally new for him, very new for him.
For everyone.
And he said one thing, if Akhil, it's like that falling and arising of realities, it's very difficult, but it's true. It's very difficult to true.
So he begins to understand who's the Buddha.
But if... then it will be very difficult in this world for a common man to live.
You'd like to listen to the truth or listen to the false?
Everybody wants to listen to the truth, man.
So it's very difficult.
It needs time to reconsider
until there is right understanding, no self, because nothing can be taken for self. But that is the ignorance taking everything for self. That is wrong.
I'm curious, Kunakil, when you said that it would be very difficult for the ordinary man to live in the world. Mm. I'm curious you said that. Mm. Why did you say that?
Then I told him, reality is like that only. It can't be changed. Even you are no one and I am no one. It's supposed to be like that. And it's happening. We both are ignorant. We was not able to see it. But the reality is like that only.
No matter who knows or not.
We can't do anything. We can't even think to do anything. Right. It has conditioned to like that only. Then further the talks was like that, sir.
More confidence.
Thank you, ma'am.
Not you. See?
It's gone.
Yeah. But it's planted.
It's planted.
It depends on whether you water it, take care of it, nurse it, or just leave it. Not you.
Not me.
Do we have to fertilize it?
Yes, we have to fertilize it, sir. We have to
by then, we understand what's meant by the parami, the 10 parami.
Generosities and all this stuff.
It's not as easy that just know parami and become enlightened.
No. No.
And the understanding arising from understanding the words of the Buddha will condition the direct understanding of whatever appears, not at will, but by conditions, to have more and more confidence any time it arises. No one can do anything because actually it's conditioned to arise. Without the pariyatti, there cannot be patipatti at all.
It's conditioned like that, ma'am.
Yeah.
Pativedna, pariyatti, patipatti, parivedna. It's conditioned like that, ma'am. Yeah. You can't jump to that final.
Right.
Ma'am, jumping, it was a very good word I used. Ma'am, she has got one logic, she didn't understand all what was there for the 6-7 days. It's my mistake also. I was not able to convert into a Hindi for her. I will do in there at my place. She was talking about a lot of the people at the time of Buddha became enlightened.
No conditions.
The conditions. They became enlightened. Even they don't have this kind of a knowledge.
Really? So enlightened what?
That was the thing I was going to ask you, ma'am. This was the thing. It was by their accumulations which was in the past.
There must be that which is object of enlightenment, the truth of it.
They experience the truth.
Mm, of that very object, which appears.
Chan, all the arahats that became enlightened before the Buddha preached the Abhidhamma.
So,
because the Buddha went up to heaven, and then, but before that, many arahats became enlightened.
From the past, the previous Buddha. It does mean that that person has any idea or understanding of anything at all. For example, when you hear, listen to the words of the Buddha, you can understand while the other cannot. So while Buddha was teaching about the truth of what is there, some people could become Sotapanna, some couldn't. Some could attain the degree of Arahata, the other couldn't. By conditions. It does mean that the one who became Sotapanna or the one who became Arahata didn't have any understanding of what is there at all.
It has to be there, ma'am. It has to, it's conditioned like this.
Because it's there, only there, and then fall away. The new one, can it be the object or it cannot, depending on condition. That's why no one can direct awareness to arise and be aware of what and what. Like some people think that have sati or be aware of breath. Can you have that at will? Mm. Sati arises by conditions, and when it hasn't risen yet, who knows when will it arise and be aware of what by itself? No preparation to prepare or expect is wrong understanding. The but self is there.
Ma'am, one thing more I have experienced at my place. Lot of people come in Buddhism, my place. They want to be enlightened. They want to be enlightened
want,
very soon.
Want?
If they
yes, ma'am.
So want is what? Can you have anything by it's wanting?
It's unreal. They come to the Buddhism, they want to be enlightened. And they do the n numbers of practices.
But one thing is kusala or akusala?
One thing is akusala. It's lobha.
Mm-hmm.
Now so I can say.
So if they want to become enlightened, they have to go to the meditation center, right?
To understand what?
Good question.
Yeah.
Ma'am, she wants to have your point of view regarding one thing. Like there's a story of Hans ko angrezi mein kya bolte hain Hans ko?
Swan.
There's a story of a swan that Devdutt shooted the arrow and Buddha saved the swan. So she is saying this.
Have they becoming Buddha?
No. That was not Buddha. That was Siddharth. Kalesh was there. So if Kalesh was not there, the life of Swan would not have been saved by Siddharth Gautam. She is saying that in this case, is Kalesh good or not good?
No. Different moments. you can mix them all to be good or bad. Bad moment or akusala, must be akusala. And the other moment, kusala. See, like now, what arises before seeing or hearing or thinking? What arises first? Thinking and seeing, or seeing and thinking? What comes first?
Just seeing them at the moment of seeing.
But before seeing. We cannot say that seeing arises.
No, then, we can't say anything.
So, it's a matter of what arises first or last, before or after. For example now, is seeing before thinking or thinking before seeing?
Bata. Pehle seeing aati hai, pehle thinking aati hai, kya aati hai?
Pehle seeing.
He's saying first seeing and thinking, if you are asking two, then she's saying the seeing comes first.
It's thinking. Not direct experiencing of the arising. So reality is beyond expectation. No one can think correctly because it's gone immediately.
Kya unka adhikar milta? Unhe baat place ki.
Ma'am, she's asking if a person, a big legend, like Dr. Ambedkar in India, you have not studied that thing, but she's asking, suppose a person fight for the right of many people, right of many people, and they have got that benefit and liberation and education and women upliftment and lot of the topics. So that right, he fight it.
Actually, is there anyone?
Jawab mil gaya. Yahan to tumhara karma pradhan hai na. Karma is the most important part for them.
Okay.
Until now, there is only visible object, no one. Before thinking about helping the others to gain and to get whatever you've got thinking about to do. There must be clearly understanding of that which is seen as no one. Are you alone now? Or with many people?
Objects.
What's right? Seeing, just see. That which is seen, no one, no I. The absolute truth that Buddha has enlightened and taught for 45 years. Even one hears the word, no one, no one. Seeing, see. Seeing does not stay. It arises and falls away. It can experience only that which is seen, no one at all, without shape and form and thinking and nimitta. There is no one. How many hundred thousand million times, it's still not enough to understand this. It has to develop little by little.
The root cause is the ignorance.
So when we have discussion or talk about Dhamma, it's not sorry. It has to come to the truth of what is seen. No one, no thing. If there is no shape, nimitta, and sanya, marks and remember, and have the wrong sanya, sanya vipalasa.
Yes, ma'am.
When take something for permanent. And this is the savaka bodhisatta, understanding the teachings and follow the path, and appreciate the 10 parami, have more confidence. That's all. Just have confidence that it's so true, even it's so very difficult, but it's possible to understand when time comes. Only keep on hearing, considering, understanding without the idea of I am listening. Before thinking about moment of enlightenment, what about no one here?
He says he feels 7 days are like 7 seconds.
Yes, with right understanding.
He says that first day he was very afraid on the first day.
Tamay.
Why?
So many big people sitting here and talking so much big.
rice.
He's thinking about VIP real. Yes, it's a cetasika, mana cetasika.
Mana.
Whatever is real has to be real. At that moment, that idea is real, and it's mana. Mana cetasika.
Mana means comparing yourself with other people. Either you are better than them or lower than them.
Or equal.
That's mana cetasika.
And that is real.
It's real, yes. It's real.
Who can eradicate that akusala cetasika? Who can eradicate mana?
No one can eradicate the chant.
If there's no reality, can there be anyone? We have to use the term one, Tathagata.
It can be eradicated, but no one can eradicate.
So what eradicated?
Panya.
What level? What level?
Oh, of the four stages. No?
No. Never the first.
Only Arahata, Ajahn?
Only Arahata. Even Anagami still have mana. See?
Yes.
Anagami.
Very subtle mana.
Very subtle.
Yes, ma'am. I asked Kruti sir about Anagami, Sotapanna, Bodhisattva. I was asking one day, what is this? Ma'am, Anagami, they are not coming back to the earth plane. Sotapanna, they are supposed to be take 7 more rebirths and on the different planes.
Not him.
That much only.
Not woeful plane anymore.
Not
the Sotapanna is never reborn in the lower planes anymore. In the animal plane or in the hell plane, he's not reborn there anymore.
This human plane is a lower plane or higher plane?
Which plane?
Human plane.
Human plane is...
Mahavachara plane.
Oh, this is sensual world.
How many sensual world or plane?
Also hell and animal is sensual plane.
Sensuous means sensuous. Eyes. Yes, yeah. The world of sight, seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching.
So you have animal, hell,
heaven
and human.
11.
11.
Kamavajra plane.
Ghost. Beta.
As human, lower than human, woeful plane.
Ma'am, only Panna knows that you are Anagami.
Panna knows correctly, not falsely.
Yes, ma'am.
When it's not right understanding, it knows that it's not right understanding. So all the way from being human, Putuchna, to Sotapanna, Panna works very, very hard.
No, ma'am, actually, I was thinking that Pranya knows, actually, I was thinking after 10-15 years, if he's Sotagami, he's Anagami, how would I know him that he's
Anagami? Never. As long as you are not Sotapanna.
I'm also not Sotapanna.
You cannot know Sotapanna.
Well, Arahat can only recognize Arahats.
Arahat can know all.
It's something like this.
Before becoming Arahata, what about Sotapanna?
Yeah, ma'am. They are Bodhisattva, Sotapanna, Anagami, these all are there before. Again, it means that those similar people.
So, Bodhisattva means before become enlightened.
Before becoming?
Enlightened, the truth, the Four Noble Truths, the Aryan person. So now, anyone who hasn't attained enlightenment yet, Bodhisattva, Savaka Bodhisattva. Listen to the teachings.
We all are, ma'am?
Yeah.
We all are?
Yeah, because you have the understanding to grow, to develop, on and on and on. If you do not continue listening, understanding, it's impossible to be enlightened. But anyone who sees the value of understanding and develop on and on must be Savaka, disciple level, not Samma Sambuddho. But if you'd like to be Samma Sambuddho, it's all right. If you have all paramis, 10, and then more and more and more, completely 30 barami.
Ma'am, again one question, ma'am. Suppose a person who is not understand, who never heard of a dhamma ever in his life, and he was not a right person. Now, ma'am, he has got the two lives. One life, he started learning dhamma, and one life, he was not learning dhamma in the same life.
It does matter, because all kusala and akusala are accumulated in chitta. It's there from life to life. That's why people have different characteristics.
Okay, ma'am. Anybody can stand dhamma. Anyone can understand dhamma if he keep on hearing.
When that person see the value of it.
Yes, ma'am. We can say the right moment has come, but right moment has come for these kind of a four categories.
Some would say it's too difficult, like your friend.
Yes, ma'am.
See, does he see the value of, even it's so very difficult, but it's so true, and that can be understood when there is Virya Parami.
Yes, ma'am.
And Kanti Parami and Satya Parami.
Right, truthful.
To the truth.
Virya, Urja, energy. Parmi samajh rahe ho na, parmitaen. Plus parmitaen jo batayi thi.
Now I think that you can read Tipitaka. Because you have the foundation, fundamental basis.
Ma'am, I am in Dhamma Foundation.
Yeah, you know Chitta Chetasika Rupa. See, and many words like Patichasupata and so on. Ayatana. Now, what about Ayatana? Ayatana.
Basis.
Yes, but what's the meaning?
It's a basis.
Is that Ayatana now?
Ayatana, ma'am.
Is that Ayatana right now?
Yes.
Which one is Ayatana?
Ma'am, it's I base.
It's Ayatana, Chakkhayatana. And what else?
Ma'am, this base also is there.
The visible object is also Ayatana, Rupayatana.
Rupayatana, yes, ma'am.
Whatever is there at moment of experiencing is the place, meeting place, conditions, seeing and the experiencing of that which is seen. The base, the eye base, must be Ajatana. It has to be there. It doesn't fall away yet. And the visible object is also impinged on it. It hasn't fallen away yet. If conditioned citta and cetasika, as soon as it's there, when the eye base has fallen away, or no visible object impinged on it, no condition, no, because these must be at the meeting point or place for citta to arise. And citta cetasika, citta is manayatana, and cetasika is dhamma ayatana. The four has to be there. And that's the meaning of ayatana. Just talk about a moment with how many conditions has to be there as ayatana. And by way of tattoo, by way of so many things, Ariya Satya, or Adamas.
Ma'am, I've got in this thing in my morning in my mind, when I'm going to my place, I'm going to this thing also, I have to make this visual presentations as a video presentation of this, all the things, which is still not, it's not available anywhere in the world right now. This whole concept in the graphics form, so it can be easily understood by the people.
Easy?
Easily, well, at least they can have my part, that how much I can do. That is also a question. Doctor?
It's time.